This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says his weekend comment that Russia's Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power was a result of his moral outrage over Putin's actions in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president was asked if he regrets the comment that stirred controversy and rattled some allies.
I'm not walking anything back.
While clarifying what he meant.
I was expressing the moral outrage I felt toward this man. I wasn't articulating a policy change.
Nor is he worried the remarks will ramp up tensions in Ukraine or cause Putin to lash out.
This is a guy who goes to the beat of his own drummer. And the idea that he is going to do something outrageous because I called him for what he was and what he's doing, I think is just not rational.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a Kyiv suburb and an eastern town from the Russians in what is becoming a back-and-forth stalemate on the ground. While negotiators began assembling for another round of talks Tuesday aimed at stopping the fighting, ahead of the talks to be held in Istanbul, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country is prepared to declare its neutrality, as Moscow has demanded, and is open to compromise on the fate of the Donbas, the contested region in the country's east. Meanwhile, the mayor of Irpin, a northwest Kiev suburb that has been the site of some of the heaviest fighting near the capital, said Monday the city has been, quote, liberated from Russian troops. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed what critics are calling the Don't Say Gay Bill. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Teachers in Florida are forbidden from instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
DeSantis and Republicans have repeatedly said the bill is reasonable and parents, not teachers, should handle subjects of sexual orientation and gender identity with their kids.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
President Biden called the Florida bill hateful. Critics say it is so vaguely worded, speech at schools could be muzzled. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences on Monday said it condemns the actions of Will Smith during Sunday night's Oscars and will launch a formal review of his slapping of presenter Chris Rock. In a statement Monday, the Film Academy said, quote, "The Academy condemns the actions of Mr. Smith at last night's show. We have officially started a formal review around the incident and will explore further action and consequences in accordance with our bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law." Smith stunned the Dolby Theater crowd and viewers at home when he took the stage and slapped Rock across the face after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife. The European Commission recommended Monday that EU nations end global passport schemes that allow wealthy people to buy their way into the bloc's citizenship, and urge them to assess whether Russian oligarchs linked to the Kremlin or who support the war in Ukraine should be stripped of citizenship rights previously granted. The European Commission launched infringement procedures against Cyprus and Malta in 2020 about their golden passport schemes, and the Russian war in Ukraine has put increased focus on the topic. The Commission warned that some Russian or Belarusian citizens who are among the 877 targeted by asset freezes and travel bans since 2014, might have acquired EU citizenship or had access to some of the areas via these schemes. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says his weekend comment that Russia's President Vladimir Putin cannot stay in power was a result of his moral outrage over Putin's actions in Ukraine. It comes as Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a Kiev suburb and an eastern town from the Russians. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.